With your connection to local agriculture, I'm Joanna Guza. I called on the expert Amaya Atucha, an extension specialist with UW-Madison, and we talked about pruning fruit trees. You can listen to that full episode on the Wisco Ag News podcast. But here she explains the basic reason of why we prune our fruit trees.
Pruning is fundamental for fruit production, which is my area of expertise. And the reason why is because we can't have fruit if we don't have good light interception. People just sometimes have a hard time connecting those two things, but light, having enough light on our trees is the most important factor to be able to produce flowers that afterwards will produce fruit. So if we don't prune trees properly to increase the light interception, what we ended up having, and it's very common to see in many fruit trees that people have in their backyard, is that the interior part of the tree is very shaded, and you see that all the fruit is on the outside of the tree. And so we prune to increase light interception so we can have consistent fruit production every year. We also prune to remove, you know, diseased wood. We want to remove things that are probably like broken branches or maybe branches that might have a disease or might have an insect pest. We want to take it out. And then we also prune to open up those canopies, not only to the light, but also to the air. We want air circulation. So when we have like a really heavy, you know, rain events and the canopy is very wet, the sooner it dries, there are less chances that a disease might develop, because diseases, especially bacteria and fungi, really like water. So if there's a lot of free water sitting on those canopies, there's more chances that you will get a disease. So those are pretty much the three main reasons why we prune. There's also other reasons like aesthetics. People like to have the trees looking in a certain way. There's many different types of training systems that you can design. So that would be yet a fourth reason why we prune.
And that's your connection to agriculture. I'm Joanna Guza.